The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, none of these are negative. They're just, they're just adjectives
words.
To describe.
Sticks and stones, man.
I have
man.
No problem with idiot. Yes, I am an idiot, just like Gabe's a dork and Jen's a bit, I mean,
a big time star at ESPN.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
That's exactly right. I was going to say crazy, but you just took it up seven notches.
There you go.
Jen's crazy, Chew's an idiot, and Gabe is a dork.
Chew, I wish you could have seen the look on Ashton's face.
He was about to hit the button.
Oh my goodness. He might not have been able to because he was so shocked he wouldn't have been able to move. Like, he's checking his pulse to make sure he's still alive.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
I don't know what it says about our loyal listeners, but we got a lot of insults rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. 800-990-3776. How about douche canoe? The douche
like
canoe.
That.
Imbecile, jack wagon, getting those from Dave on Twitter.
We also have one from, again, we're trying to come up with a nickname for Wex.
Ashy.
But Wex hit up the private talk and text line with imbecile. How do we feel
that's
about imbecile?
I think imbecile is strong.
But it feels intellectual.
Right. Which
There's
is
something
what,
about it that's
If
like,
you call somebody an imbecile, it's like you're making fun of their stupidity by saying something that they may not understand.
Correct. I'm so much smarter than you that I'm going to use a multisyllabic word to insult you in the hopes that you may not even know.
Like people who use multisyllabic.
It's
words.
No, just the word multisyllabic.
Right. If you throw that into
that,
conversation, you're just trying to be aloof.
It's a highbrow insult.
Yeah, but isn't that douchey then? To call someone an imbecile, then you're kind of a doucher.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Double whammy.
Yes,
that's levels.
This is very Inception.
Right?
Now, by using a certain insult, you may become an insult. I just got super lost. That's about as far as I can go down that rabbit hole before I need GPS to find my way out. We are also asking you, what would you ask Aaron Rodgers? 800-990-3776. Call in or text us. Kenny Mayne is talking to him on Monday. What would you ask him? He's standing in front of you, open microphone, going out to the masses, a national audience. What would you ask Aaron Rodgers? Lots of responses to that. We're going to continue that conversation. But I want to pivot to this for just a moment because I think there's been a lot of dissecting of what is going on in Green Bay, both locally and nationally. And this was an angle that I hadn't heard before, and I thought, dang, there's a lot of merit to what Trent Dilfer is saying. Ashton?
I think that's what doesn't get talked about enough with the Aaron Rodgers thing is, so you're basically saying that your receivers are chopped liver, that your running back's not one of the best, that your offensive line, which is graded out according to PFF pretty darn well the last few years. I've never been as high on them as they grade out, but it's hard to argue with the grade, right? They grade out every year as one of the best offensive lines.
And they've paid for it too, by the way.
And they pay, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's they do a lot of good stuff. And his messaging to his 53 dudes that have his back, they're his boys, right, is the messaging there is you guys aren't good enough, but I am.
It is. It's very, very true. I'm just wondering.
Is
let's
it
say
though?
He does
like,
leave.
What is Rodgers? I just don't understand. And maybe this is true. But what is out there that would make all 53 guys want to turn on him?
All 53 won't. But I can guarantee you this, Gabe. If he does go to Denver, there will be some guys that turn on him. And it simply goes back to, you know, my experience with Sterling Sharp, you know? I mean, the word teammate today is thrown around so casually. And, you know, having spent a good chunk of my life in a locker room, a teammate is different to me than it's than it is, let's say, in the corporate culture. I can't call everyone a teammate. I'm sorry, I just can't. I can say you're a crappy teammate. Right? If you want to use that word teammate.
Sure.
But the word teammate to me, Sterling Sharp was not a good teammate. He's all about himself. You know, when you talk about leverage in this, I don't know. It's just, and I agree with Trent Dilfer. It's not talked about enough. I just wonder, and let me ask you guys this. Is this the equivalent of Brett Favre having his own locker room? I mean, should Brett have sat there and gone, you know what, this probably is not a good idea for me to have my own locker
room. Well, it's not a good look, right? It's not a good look.
But do you think Aaron underestimated how this thing was going to mushroom and blow up? I mean, did he realize that 50% of the fan base, maybe more, is going to be just this ticked off?
Okay, I don't want to get too far away from the Trent Dilfer stuff, because I think, as you said, Chewy, there is something there. Gabe said, well, where are we getting this message from? Let's go back. Aaron hasn't talked. This is part of the reason why we're asking you all morning long, 800-990-3776, what would you ask Aaron, okay? Maybe one of the questions you would ask him is, do you really feel like you haven't been surrounded by talent? Do you really feel like the front office hasn't given you weapons? Because that's part of the narrative that's out there. Right now, we can only respond to the narrative that is out there. And when we hear that some of the things that have upset Aaron are things like Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, Jake Kumerow, Jordan Love, and wanting first-round weapons on the offensive side of the ball, then you have to make that jump to he doesn't think the guys around him are good enough. And that's what Dilfer is saying, Gabe, is he's saying if that's the narrative that Aaron has allowed to be out there because he hasn't responded yet to the assumption that he's ticked off, what's to stop those guys from taking it personally?
The first round weapon narrative is only something that's been built, though. Like, nobody's reported that Aaron Rodgers has been upset by that the way that Charles Robinson has reported the it's me or Goody thing, right? Like, that's actually been reported. Somebody actually has that. The whole first round weapon thing, that's mostly built by everybody going, huh, they haven't drafted anyone on offense. And looking back at last year going, huh, this is a really deep wide receiver draft and they took a quarterback. Like, at no point has not one of the guys that we presume is in Aaron's camp, the James Joneses, the John Coons of the world, they haven't come out and said, yeah, Aaron wants more weapons. Yeah, Aaron wants more offensive line. Nobody has come out and said that. Like, there's nothing out there to point to that's what's upsetting Aaron.
So what, does he just want his guys on the team and he gets upset when Goody gets rid of his guys?
So again, what I think it comes down to is he wants some of his guys, and maybe he's built up because there's so much distrust that, hey, I spoke well about Kumerow. They got rid of him to stick it to me. Whether that's right or wrong, that's possibly his mentality. And the other thing is, we were in the NFC Championship game in 2019, and then you decide to draft for the future when we were on the doorstep last year. We were one of the top last four teams standing, and we go backup. Like, not even these guys aren't going to compete for their starting jobs this year because we already know we've got guys that are good enough to be the starters. Like, not just, oh, they weren't good enough to start. They're just, no, the plan was for these guys to be backups. So clearly you're not trying to help out and try to help this team win a Super Bowl in 2020 when your top two assets that you brought in from last year's offseason were purposefully
supposed to be backups. But you're the number one offense. You're the number one offense. You can't be better than number one, so what are you supposed to do?
Chewy,
you're supposed to draft for the future.
Chewy, but they weren't the number one offense in 2019. Like, they became the number one offense in 2020. Do I think that Goody, at the end of the day, thought that this was going to be the number one offense? No, I don't think he thought that.
But not even that, guys. I would also argue that being the number one offense, scoring the most points, is really, really great, but it didn't equal a Super Bowl. So, yes, it's great. It's wonderful. You're right, Chu. You can't be better than one. But somehow, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers figured out a way to win it all, not having the number one scoring offense.
I think Aaron's ego is massive. I think he got drunk on, oh, I got Mike McCarthy, or I certainly assisted in getting him fired, which turned out to be the right decision. So now I'm just going to keep that going. Because I've been right with that call. We go to two NFC championship games. Now I'm going to put my target on the front office.
And I've said all along, there is zero guarantee. That Aaron Rodgers running the team would make them better than what the guy in that position has been doing. There's zero. He can think he could be better. He can think that he would pick better talent or evaluate it better or put better guys around him or whatever his issues are, which, again, is why we're asking you, what would you ask Aaron? Because several of our callers had said, what do you want, Aaron? What do you want? And another caller saying, when is it okay to draft your successor? So I think all of these questions are valid. They are things that would contribute to clarity, which is what the fan base wants right now. Clarity.
Correction, Jen, but before the start of last season, And this might have been before you started with us here. I said I saw this team at 9-7, 10-6, right?
Yeah.
And they go 13-3. So you can't sit there and you cannot give Goody any credit.
Well,
for going 13-3. Matter of fact, you got to give him a lot of credit for going 13-3.
Here's the caveat to that. And the rumor that was happening during last offseason, Chu.
Oh, I'm not. I know where you're going.
That there were some people within the building that thought that they were building that team to be mediocre, so they could get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Like that was a narrative. That was a rumor that was happening last offseason. And so clearly somebody felt that way, whether they were right or wrong, but somebody within the building felt that
way. But wait. You can't validate certain rumors and then just diminish or just like throw away other ones, right? Because this rumor of the narrative of him wanting more talent is also out there. So that came from somewhere.
Oh, correct. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I haven't heard anybody talk about it other than, I don't know. I just feel like those are different things to me. Because, again, that was something that was out there that...
I cannot see that.
A number of different plugged-in people kind of felt you. Like, I haven't heard...
Could that have been Aaron, though? Could that have been Aaron creating that narrative?
Possibly,
they don't want me back.
But
I get the feeling that they are over me, that they're moving on, and I'm going to show them. Just watch.
But that could be part of it, too. Like, if that started with somebody in Aaron's camp, like, if that's the way he felt, you guys want me out, fine, then I'll leave.
But then I could also make the case that a receiver or somebody on the offensive side of the ball was saying, Aaron Rodgers thinks we're chop liver. Aaron Rodgers thinks we're no good. This narrative of that Trent Dilfer was actually commenting on is that at some point, this idea got out there that Aaron Rodgers feels like he hasn't been surrounded by talent, that the front office hasn't done right by him. I've heard that. They've squandered Aaron Rodgers' talent. They've wasted his talent. He's a once in a generational guy, and they haven't put weapons around him.
But you haven't heard that from anybody on Aaron's camp. Haven't heard it. Like, that's Stephen A. Smith talking on First Take. Right? That's the name of that show?
I can certainly see.
It's a show.
I can certainly see, and rightfully so, you know, people inside the building going, this is looking like a 9-7 year, maybe 10-6, 13-3. You got to be kidding me! And all of a sudden, they go 13-3. But for an organization to start a rumor that an organization's like, "Hey, we're before the season, we're going to tank because we want to get rid of this guy. We're not the New York Jets."
But if that
we're
again,
the Green Bay Packers.
But if that was the feeling from some, like, I can understand how that would be upsetting if you're Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, if you actually had the feeling. Or had somebody telling you, hey, they want you gone. Like, if Rodgers is sitting here waiting and he's got something, you know, we keep having people who call us and hit us up on the talk and text line at 800-990-3776 saying, well, what could he say that could change your, well, would it change your mind if you were told that, hey, they were trying to set Rodgers up to fail?
I just don't buy it.
I mean, but again, this is your opportunity, guys. This is your opportunity to ask Aaron Rodgers a question. And you could ask him, do you feel like the front office hasn't put enough talent around you? And he could dismiss it. He could say, that's absolutely not true. I think we got great guys. I think we got terrific talent. I think that, you know, those guys fill their roles well. We've got a good offense. We were the number one scoring offense last year. And then we'd be like, okay, there, that narrative's done. He responded to it. Again, him stepping in front of a microphone and legitimately, authentically, honestly answering some of these questions would go a very long way to providing some clarity for the fan base that is sitting here going, our future Hall of Fame quarterback wants out. Why? What did we do? 800-990-3776. Keep getting us your questions for Aaron Rodgers. We'll continue this conversation and Top 8 at 8 right after this.
The Top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey?
The Top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The Top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The Top 8 at 8, presented by Palo Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, God.
Show me chicken.
Call Gina Della from Pella today at 855-PELLA-WI or visit them online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It is top 8 at 8 time. If you're on the line to talk about Aaron Rodgers, to give us your one question for QB12, QB1, hang on the line. 800-990-3776. Gabe, let's get to our list.
All right. So, because Aaron Rodgers was playing golf with John Elway a couple weeks ago, and it's the first day of the PGA Championship, I am looking for the top 8 quarterback golfers, past and present. I did throw another qualifier in there with they had to have started a playoff game, because otherwise the list would have included names like Brandon Whedon, and nobody's guessing Brandon Whedon.
So what's the list? What's the question?
So the top 8 by handicap, past and present, golfers, quarterback golfers.
Tony Romo
is number 2 on the list.
Whoa, number 2.
.4. He's a plus .4.
You know who was dialed?
Who's that?
Trent Dilfer, and we just had him on.
Trent Dilfer, not on the list.
You know who's not dialed? Trent Dilfer. He's not on the list. I thought he was good.
He could be. Just he did not make the list.
Why are so many quarterbacks good at golf? Or, you know, like, what's the connection there?
I'm not sure.
Because they don't have to, because they don't do crap during training camp, and they can go out and golf.
That's amazing.
Because they wear a little red shirt.
Like Tiger on Sundays.
You know what, though? There is a picture. There is.
Good point.
That's a good pop. There is a picture in the where the luxury boxes are.
Yeah.
Of me, Brett, Dorsey, Free, and I think Derek Mays in the Superdome during the Super Bowl, and I was wearing a red shirt, and I have absolutely no idea why.
Like your jersey was red? Red 89?
Yes. 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 I wasn't hurt. I played.
Well, yeah,
why
but maybe
would I be wearing a red shirt?
Maybe they didn't want you having contact during practice.
Why?
I don't. You tell me. You were
Big
there,
baby. I don't know.
Because you were soft.
Whoa,
soft.
There's another one.
Soft idiot.
Is soft that? Would soft go on our?
Soft
I guess soft goes on
soft
the power
on
rankings,
the list.
Right?
That might be top 3.
Top 3, yeah. Calling someone soft.
It's never good.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
Yeah,
never
it's never good.
Good.
Never good.
Ever. Hey, how about, I said Tony Romo, how about Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan's number 1 on the list.
Yes!
He is a plus 1.2
I
handicap.
I knew he was good. I've also got, do you want to get in on this? Or I got Tom Brady on my list.
Tom Brady just snuck in.
No, he's not very good.
He's an 8 handicap. He is number 8 on the list.
What's up now?
Sorry.
Do you
what
have
you,
any
Jen?
Suggestions for golfing quarterbacks?
Jen? When you guess and you guess wrong, it means you are out of the competition.
Which follows rules
we
now.
We changed those rules for you.
It's a golf category. We'll give you a mulligan.
Yes.
Ooh. Jared Goff.
Man, you are guessing people who are not even on the list.
Really?
All right.
Why did you guess Jared Goff?
Is he good at golf? I've never even seen him at a pro-am. He probably has golfed, but how about Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, a 4.3 handicap, is number 6 on the list.
What does 4.3 handicap mean?
I've been wanting to ask. I just figured it would take too long.
So
like
handicap is kind of like your potential. So you take your last 20 scores, they take the top 8 scores, and it's kind of the average over par of those
which
eight
is a
scores.
Stupid
average
way to
over
do
par.
It.
So he's only 4.3 over par.
Yes.
The handicap system is so dumb. Would you agree, Gabe?
Yeah, it's not great.
What's your handicap?
It really is. It's stupid because it doesn't filter out your good scores. Like, you can keep a good score for how long, Gabe? A year?
Well, 20 scores. I mean, it filters out. Like,
I know, but you could shoot 75 and then 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90. 40 90s in the 78 or 75 is still going to be there.
No, it gets filtered out after 20 rounds.
All right, I'm done with this whole segment. You guys are.
No, you can't leave. He's leaving. He just left. Cool. Great list, Gabe. It made Chewy leave.
It's not my fault he's an idiot.
800-990-3776. I don't like how cavalier we've become with the insults around here.
What do you mean become? We've been this since August 28th.
No, it feels like we've ratcheted it up a little bit.
Well, maybe if you weren't such a big
star,
time person,
big
bro.
Time star.
I was more worried that time than when I didn't know it was coming.
What, you think you forgot?
No, I think you would do it out of spite. Out of spite.
Oh, yeah, spite.
You said spite.
Shart and farter. I'm not sure who else is on the list.
All right, so we've, Jen has gotten four. We're looking for four more top quarterbacks who have started a playoff game by handicap in
golf.
Give
us a hint. Give me a hint.
So there's only one active quarterback left, three retired.
One active quarterback, three retired.
One was a very recent retiree.
Alex Smith.
Is number seven on the list.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we need number three, four, and five. One is active, two are retired.
Peyton Manning?
3.5 handicap is number five on the
yes!
list.
Yes! How many do I have left?
Two.
Crap. Give me another hint.
Jen knows nothing about golf, Chew, and she has gotten six of
but
eight.
But I do know quarterbacks who
play golf. How do you feel, Chew? Like she is just running circles around you today.
I let her win.
That was nice of you. Maybe the nicest thing you've ever done for me.
I listed five quarterbacks who have started playoff games like after the top eight.
Give me
Chewy,
you want to give us those? Or
sure,
no?
I can give you those. Like, just
these
in case,
people who are not on the top eight at eight list.
Correct. Matthew Stafford.
That's who I was going to guess. Damn it.
Drew Brees.
Ooh, I would have guessed Drew Brees next. So.
Eli Manning.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes is a good golfer, huh?
14 handicap.
So ooh, that's not good. Really?
Not yeah. really. No.
All right, I don't know. I'm out.
All right, 800-990-3776. We need callers. We are looking for two quarterbacks who have good handicaps. Again, this is honor because Aaron Rodgers played golf with John Elway. Number three and number four are the only ones we have left on the list. Matt Ryan, Tony Romo, 1-2. Peyton Manning, 5. Rodgers, 6. Alex Smith, 7. Tom Brady, 8. Quarterbacks who are good golfers. One is active, one is retired.
Out of that group, who do you think the biggest cheater is? Because I used to play with
the biggest
cheater known to man.
Is that
yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Brett the biggest
I'm not
cheater?
Naming any names, but...
Okay. Just about every former teammate I've talked to of Chewy's has a Brett was cheating at golf story.
Yes.
Well, we're not naming names.
Yeah,
I could see Peyton
like
Manning.
Chet Marv. Chet Marv was a hell of a cheater.
I could see Peyton being a little... carrying an extra breakfast ball in his pocket.
What is a
round.
Breakfast ball?
You're on the first tee, hit a bad tee shot. You didn't warm up on the range, you get a breakfast ball.
Breakfast ball. All right. Does it have eggs?
No. No eggs involved.
Granola?
No granola.
Singing like a parfait.
No oatmeal.
Oh, dang. Oatmeal was next. I thought for sure the breakfast ball would have a little oatmeal in it.
Oatmeal. Useless.
So good.
Hash. Corned beef hash ball.
Ooh, now that I'm into. Give me a few corned beef hash balls.
You're so proud of yourself. She's just sitting there, like,
I know,
beaming.
She just sits
just
there and
beaming. Grin. Just, oh, what can I say to make them uncomfortable today? We already talked about your period today, Jen.
We did. It's a bonus day for me. Just think how happy
at least she didn't say hairy balls.
800-990-3776. We need two more quarterbacks who play golf. Steve Young is a good guess. Is it on there?
He is
no,
not on
not
the
a
list.
Terrible guess.
What? I thought it was a good guess.
So, Gabe, you said retired.
Yep.
Right?
One's retired, played a little bit before you, and was also in your era, Chew. That's the retired.
In your era, Chew.
Troy Aikman?
Oh, wait. Is it Elway? Is Elway?
It is not Elway.
Dang,
so Elway
golfed with Rodgers. I thought maybe he was good.
So Elway did have a really low handicap once upon a time, but he was not on the most recent list that I could find.
Played before? Oh, Jim Kelly? Jim Kelly could sling it a little bit. I played with Jim.
Your thinking is not flawed.
Frank Wright?
No. I was thinking more same draft class as Jim Kelly.
Oh, Marino.
There
He's
you go.
A doucher, though.
Dan Marino, a 3 handicap, is number 4 on the list. We'll see if Vince in Milwaukee can get the active quarterback who is still on this list, who is a very good golfer. Vince, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How's it going this morning, guys?
Good.
And lady.
Great.
It's got to be Russell Wilson, right? Athletic guy that probably
golf. Doesn't play golf. He's not on the list.
I've never seen Russell golf.
It's a great guess because, again, he was a baseball player, a little rotational sport going. It's not a bad guess, but he is not on the list. The other hint I will give here on for number three.
It's only one left.
One left. He's active, and he's been active for a while.
Oh, I know who it is. I know who it is.
Burger.
I know who it is.
It's Burger.
Who?
Is it?
Daniel Burger?
Yes.
He's an actual golfer.
Is it Roethlisberger? He's,
No. It's Gabe hates him.
I mean, I don't like Roethlisberger.
Am I closing out the list, or are we giving one more caller a chance to win? What are we doing, Ash?
All right, close it out.
All right, it is Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, Roethlisberger!
2.3.
I thought it was
Kirk Cousins.
Tannehill.
Kirk Cousins is 11.8,
like
by the way.
You like that?
That's good,
what about
right?
Tannehill?
I mean, we said 14.
What about your
good guy?
He's not on the list.
What about Fitzmagic?
Really?
Not on the list.
Harvard people don't play golf, Jen.
What?
No,
they play croquet and other BS.
What's the difference between Harvard and Stanford?
A bunch of letters.
East and West?
That too.
Okay.
Chewy, do you know your
Fitzmagic?
From a prestigious standpoint, you momos.
What was the frou-frou insult for Wex that we could use on Fitzmagic as well?
Huh?
Come on, we just said it.
What?
The insult that we said.
Oh, that we got from an imbecile.
Imbecile, yes.
Thank you.
We didn't complex that he submitted that. I just
make that clear.
Stop acting like during the break we were coming up with nicknames for the boss. Holy moly. Just walking the plank over here.
What is up with the window into your mind, Chewy? It's not a Pella window.
It could be. She gave me a little more warning so I could have my text ready if you were good at your job. But right now, get 6 years, no interest financing at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. 6 years, no interest. Lets you upgrade your old, leaky, sticky, squeaky, smelly windows and doors to Pella rated number one in America for highest value, highest quality, and increasing home value based on their 2019 survey. Plus, installation from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin means peace of mind with both a limited lifetime warranty and a 10-year installation warranty. Pella of Wisconsin warranties go on for years, some of the best in the biz. Here's the kicker. Order by May 31st for 6 years, no interest financing. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com or their slash radio. Don't forget the slash radio, Ashy. Or toll-free number, 855-PellaWI. That's 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
What would you ask Aaron Rodgers? Kenny Mayne is going to talk to him on Monday. This is your chance to get your questions in. 800-990-3776. What would you ask Aaron Rodgers Monday night?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Again, I'm just learning about this. I don't know why I'm getting attacked like I'm the weatherman. I'm just delivering the message, pal.
I know. I'm sorry. But not really. You're up.
Percent times that Chewy says he's sorry and actually means it.
I'll take 14%.
On 94.5 ESPN.
What would you ask Aaron Rodgers? Who hasn't Goody drafted? What more do you want? When is it okay to draft your successor? Why don't you have to honor your contract? These are just a number of the responses or questions that some of our loyal listeners have called in with, saying what they would ask Aaron Rodgers if they had a chance to talk to him on Monday, like Kenny Mayne from ESPN will do. Chu, your question to him was?
Did you miscalculate the reaction of the fans?
Nope, that wasn't your question.
But that's fine if that's another question. Your question initially was, what's your problem?
What's your problem?
Fine. But again, this is a follow-up. Yeah. Did you miscalculate the reaction of the fans?
Do you guys think he did?
Tough to say.
Yeah, it is tough to say because, again, he is so calculated. Like, he's calculated to the point where we ended up doing a Star Wars show yesterday because he wore a Star Wars shirt and we thought it might mean something. Right?
I still think it did. By the way, still think it did.
So, like, we think he's that calculated. So, that means to me that he knows the narrative that's out there, right? Like, he's aware of all of that that's going on. And he's still so comfortable with the narrative that seems to be shifting against him that he hasn't come out to try to correct that narrative, try to get in front of anything.
Maybe he doesn't know how to fix it. Maybe he doesn't know how to fix it.
I have a hard time believing maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't at least have an idea.
Without walking it back, Gabe, without walking it back, he doesn't know how to fix it. There's nothing he can do without walking it back that'll bring the fans back, I believe.
Some people will just say they had a conflict. Yes, it lasted longer than we would have liked, but they resolved that conflict. Let's all move on and have a winning season. There are certainly people in the fan base who want nothing more than for this thing to be resolved and will forgive and forget.
Well, that's, and I mean, while we have, you know, Jason referenced a piece where, you know, they talked to all these different people in Green Bay and all these people seem to be turning against him. Just about every poll that we run on this station, whether it's our show, Wilde and Tausch, Scalzo and Brust, like, 80% of people aren't ready to move on from him. So while they may be upset with him, they're still, you know, while people are upset with him, I think if he comes back, they're still going to welcome him back with open arms because everybody knows that the Packers aren't going to be good except for, I guess, Jesse Nelson, who thinks they're going to win the division, even if Aaron Rodgers isn't under center. Like, they're not going to be good. They're not going to be Super Bowl contenders without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. If he does come back, right, and we always have to have a winner and a loser, right? It's just how the world is today. You won, you lost. If he comes back, does he lose? In his mind, does he lose?
It depends.
Because he certainly, well, if he comes back, because he hasn't said anything, because it's not about the money, he loses. He lost.
This is all about perception. He would have to reframe the way he measures success in conflict. Because, again, this is what it goes back to in any conflict. If you look at it as, I have to win, they have to lose, you will never get to a resolution. Like, that's just common knowledge. That's just psychology 101. Talk to anybody in the field. So he has to reframe the way he assesses winning. And winning could be him staying with the Green Bay Packers and them getting to the NFC Championship and contending for a Super Bowl. If you reframe it to say, look, this is a mutually beneficial relationship. Because otherwise, every time a couple got into a fight, guys, it'd be divorce. Well, if you have to lose, we're just going to divorce. No, you come to a mutually beneficial. Everybody has to give both sides. You did the thing like that's
I
not.
Still, I still think he loses, though. Unless Goody's fired, I mean, and it goes back to him not talking, what does he really want? Well, what do we think he wants? We think he wants Goody fired, right? Or then what?
So is part of this...
How does he win? What? How does he win? Because you know Aaron has to win. He has to win. So how does he win?
So is part of... I mean, because again, I think part of this is us kind of throwing what we think he wants on him, so then if he doesn't get that, then he didn't win, even though that's what we projected onto him, you know?
Yes.
So the only thing that we know that's out there that's been reported by anybody is that it's him or Goody. Like, that's the only thing from the Charles Robinson piece. So I guess if we judge on that, if he returns and Goody's still there, which presumably would be what would still be in place should he return, then by that he loses Chu?
See, but again, I think this just goes back to, again, how you reframe the conflict. Yes, are there times when my husband and I fight about something and I want to dig my heels in and I want to win the argument? Yes, but if he's just as dug in, then we both lose because we spend a day not speaking to each other. We spend a day creating a tense environment in the house or, like, you know what I mean? The sooner you get to that resolution, the sooner you both win. Are we each going to get exactly what we want out of the conflict? No, because that's not how compromise works.
I know, but do you think Aaron's the person that can offer an olive branch? Because certainly the Packers already offered an olive branch.
I'll tell you how he loses.
They already went with...
I'll tell you why he loses, Chu. He loses because he's going to go to a team that's not going to be as good as the Green Bay Packers.
I agree. Right now. Hold on, Jen. Not as good this year.
Correct.
Right?
Well, because again, we all believe that they're going to have to put a package of assets together as well. Right? Packers aren't giving up Aaron Rodgers for nothing.
Question.
No.
Which team would be better? This year's Packers team without Aaron Rodgers or whatever team Aaron Rodgers ends up going
whatever
to?
Whatever team he goes to.
Who has the better record this year?
Whatever team he goes to.
You think that whatever team Rodgers goes to is better than the Packers this year?
With Rodgers.
Yes.
I don't know, like, guys. They're going to have to give up assets.
Yeah, but they're future assets. I mean, most of that is going to be first-round picks.
Yeah, they're not getting anything. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they might get a player, you know, but still they're going to be all right. I mean, it's the simple question is, what are they going with Jordan this year?
Chewy, Chewy, the question was, better this year, the Packers with Rodgers or whatever team he goes to with Rodgers?
Better this year? No, nothing would be better than the Packers with Rodgers.
Thank
this
you.
Year.
Yes,
nothing
so that's the
all.
Thing. So yes, he
just wanted to make sure
his best chance to get back to the NFC
nothing.
Championship game.
Correct.
I've looked around the landscape, guys. We've seen there is no team that just plugging Aaron Rodgers into a roster gives them a better chance, in my opinion, just my opinion, of getting to the NFC Championship or the AFC Championship if he's on the other side of the conference, than the Green Bay Packers. And again, something that was brought up earlier in the show, guys, that I don't think has gotten enough run at all, is that Goody brought in LaFleur. Goody and Murphy, the people who ostensibly Rodgers has the biggest issues with, Goody, brought in LaFleur.
Murphy
and that scheme has been so successful. So again, there needs to be some recognition of that being a hash mark in their countdown, in their teller. You know, when you're trying to keep score, it's a hash mark on their side.
There's one team, which was my sleeper team last year, which was just an amazing pick by myself because they won the Super Bowl, and I'm still collecting awards from it. Yes, if he went to Tampa Bay, they would be better. In fact, in my sleeper team last year, that were the reigning champs of the NFL.
Hey, what do you think of the word worthless?
Ribbit.
Worthless. We're adding it to our insults list. We got idiot, we got crazy, we got nerd, we got dork, we got dweeb, we got clueless.
Where's Toad?
Useless. Toad wasn't on the list. Are you making a suggestion that it should be added to the list? Would you like to submit it to the list?
Yeah, Toad should be on the list. As often as we use
absolutely.
And by we, I mean you.
Toad feels endearing. I kind of feel like Toad goes better.
Have you heard the way Toady gets thrown around?
Have you heard the way Chewy throws it around?
Is it better or worse than Doucher?
Yes.
I don't know. When he says doucher, it seems like it's almost endearing.
Put it on
you
the
know
poll.
Who's a huge,
would you rather
you know
be called a doucher
here's
or
another
a toad?
One.
You put it on your
Jen,
own poll.
Jen,
put it on my poll.
Here's another one. How about the word fraud? Because that is what Ashton is when it becomes to the Padres and the White Sox.
Oh,
he is the biggest fraud on
we
the face
time for this.
Of
you don't understand
earth.
Nuance and
fraud.
Sports.
I'll put fraud on the list.
Baseball season is here. Your hometown pizza, Palermo's Pizza, has teamed up. I just want to make sure everybody was done. Really, I just want to make sure we were in a safe space.
Or you didn't want to associate your sponsor with the word fraud or idiot or Momo
Palermo's.
Or any of those
Correct.
Types of
yes.
things.
We love
I can
Palermo's.
Understand why that would be bad for business.
Yes. Yeah, that would be bad for business. But Palermo's is Milwaukee's hometown pizza and your hometown pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. They've teamed up with the Milwaukee Milkmen to offer lucky fans a one-of-a-kind baseball experience. By the way, Milkmen, defending champs. Palermo's at the plate. Win tickets to a Milwaukee Milkmen game, passes to watch pregame batting practice, free Palermo's pizza, and more. Visit MilwaukeeMilkman.com/Palermo's to enter for your chance to win. Once again, to enter today, to join Palermo's at the plate, to watch your Milwaukee Milkman, visit us at MilwaukeeMilkman.com/Palermo's. Palermo's, it's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And a lot of these guys are going to get a blow. And guys, they need it. Because don't look at him like that. You know what I mean. They're going to get a rest.
Okay.
They're going to get a reprieve. They're going to get to nap.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Lots of reaction on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line to our question today. What would you ask Aaron Rodgers? Okay, Kenny Mayne is going to talk to him on Monday. What would you ask him if you had an opportunity to sit in front of him and say, hey man, what's up? What's going on? D27 Lee on Twitter saying, what is more important, the money or a ring? And this goes back to that conversation we're trying to figure out what has motivated Aaron Rodgers. And I know Craig came on our show last week. He'll be on our show again tomorrow talking about how he thinks winning is the ultimate motivator for Aaron Rodgers. And I've kind of been like, yeah, winning is a motivator, but I don't think it's the ultimate motivator. I think Rodgers is motivated by his legacy. He wants to be considered one of the greatest of all time. And right now, that's not him. That's Brady. Manning might even get a vote or two in that conversation.
Manning doesn't get talked about enough for that one.
But Rodgers isn't the guy. And I think that he's seeing that he's reaching the end of his career, and he only has a few more years to really make a case for being one of the best to ever do it.
But again, you're just splitting the finest of hairs there, because legacy, like his, the only way his legacy grows is by winning. So those legacy and winning are just, they're tied together. I mean, you can't separate them.
Absolutely. But again, it goes back to like I try to think about my career even. Like, I want to stay at ESPN. I want to, you know, stay there for 20 years, okay? I got a long way to go, but I'd like to be there for 20 years. How do I get to a 20-year anniversary at ESPN? Well, I got to keep putting good pieces together. I got to keep producing good content. How do I do that? Well, winning Emmys. Seriously, like, if I win multiple Emmys, it validates my existence. The Emmys are not my motivation. They are a means to an end. My motivation is I want to have a 20-year career at ESPN. Do you see what I'm saying? So, yes, yeah, they are inextricably, do we talk about that before? Inextricably tied. That's a good one.
Well,
that was a four-syllable one.
You should probably stop doing this show because I can't see how that helps you in any way.
I was about to say, Chewy, what are your professional goals? Although apparently I'm getting traded. You guys are sending me off to the afternoon.
We did not do that.
What?
No, we did not do that.
I assumed that there was some leakage from this side of, you know, and that got sent over to the Scalzo and Bruss team. And
I
now
would never.
Greg Scalzo.
Leakage? How old do you think Chew is?
He's 52. Like, he's
That's
getting up there.
Old.
You think that leakage happened since you hit 50?
That is old. But back to Ashton being a fraud.
Oh, come on. We don't have to do that.
Ashton being a fraud. Because Ashton has trouble accepting the facts that some things get better with age, like myself. Tony La Russa better with age.
No!
Wine.
Get out
wine.
Of here. No,
wine.
No, get out
wine
of here.
Better with age.
You've said
cheese
wine 17 times. It
age.
Doesn't count 17 times.
Cheese turns the corner quickly, man. Like, yeah, you want to age it, but then you may, like, there's a reason blue cheese stinks. Mold is
Just
not good
Ashton,
for you.
What, Ashton, what are you going to do when La Russa wins the World Series?
Oh, it's not going to be La Russa winning the World Series. It's going to be the White Sox winning the World Series, or it's going to be the Padres winning the World Series. It's going to be fine, or it's going to be the Red Sox winning the World Series, and I'll be happy for my guy Gabe, but I won't be happy for you, Chewy. I'll be happy for Gabe and then Gabe only.
You know, I know that you guys don't like the show Friends. I've been kind of getting wrapped up in, you know, they're doing this reunion show on HBO.
Let's go back
they're
to
gonna
death.
Get together.
Better to talk about.
They're gonna get together
Can
and they're gonna
talk about your
the
period
show.
Instead.
And the reason I bring this up, is because one of the most famous lines from Friends is when Ross
pivot.
And Chandler are trying to get up the stairs with
it's
the
such
couch.
An unrealistic
and
scene.
They shout pivot over
Who
and over
has
again.
A couch in a stairwell like that and doesn't know how to use it or doesn't call somebody else? What
All
idiots.
All of those are great points that we can address at another time. All I'm bringing it up for is every time Chewy takes us off the rails, we should have a pivot drop. And
it will
just
not
be
from Friends.
Going,
no.
Pivot!
No.
Speaking of fraud,
Beto.
Pivot!
Jen, it must be contagious, Ashton, your fraudism, because Jen's a fraud because during the breaks, all she does is bash Friends. And now it's like, oh, Friends is the greatest show
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, Chewy.
Yeah. Get her.
I didn't say it was the greatest show ever. I said we should use the pivot drop every time you bring up death.
Chewy and I, we're back together?
Yeah, well, you're my buddy.
Look at that. Look at
for
us.
For the next...
Ashton, you are such a chewy toad. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.
Muy bueno.